Welcome to English for You 2 Weekly Listening Practice School 1.
What experiences do you remember from your teachers back in school?
I loved my form teacher from elementary school. She was extremely kind and helpful to us. Whenever we got stuck or didn't understand something, she came to help us immediately. If we had any questions, she was always happy to answer them. She was very good-natured, and she was smiling all the time. I think this was important because it gave us a lot of confidence. She also organized many activities for us outside of school. We often went on hiking trips and did sport activities together. Whenever we met in the street, we'd stop and talk for hours.
My math teacher in high school had such a poor way of explaining the material that I couldn't understand anything about it. At first, I thought that it was only me who was dumb, but soon it turned out that 90% of the class didn't understand anything. He was simply unable to get the material across to us. In addition, he put the examples up on the board quickly and erased them immediately afterwards, leaving us no time to write down the example and follow him. The majority of my classmates even had to hire private teachers.
One of my teachers in middle school was a beginner and inexperienced. Quite often, he stumbled over the words when he was reading out loud from the book. I don't know why they tolerated him. Unfortunately, no one was interested in the subject he was teaching.
My history teacher was very smart and had a good way of explaining the material. Her problem was that she wanted to teach us everything. We had to learn 3 times as much as students from other classes. She was the type of person who thought that only her subject mattered. We hardly had any time for the other subjects.
My physics teacher had a lot of experience and was very smart. However, he came in tipsy quite a few times. We could smell the alcohol in his breath. When this happened, he explained things confusingly, which he would later revise when he was sober. Once he was so drunk, he stumbled and fell against the window. He almost broke it.
My geography teacher was easygoing. He kept telling us jokes. Everybody liked him. He had a big mouth, but never prepared for his classes, which we noticed immediately. I hated my literature teacher. She picked on me for some reason, but I don't know why, as I was always nice and polite to her. She was working on how to bring my grades down. She asked me to take oral tests on 3 consecutive lessons. The grade I received the first time was good, but on the 2nd and 3rd, they were bad because I wasn't expecting to be called upon again. Who would have?
Our history teacher was someone the whole class dreaded when we came in. Her physical appearance made us freeze. The air was stiff in the classroom. When she opened the grade book to call on us, everyone was sitting as low as possible. In order to get a good grade, you had to know everything. If you didn't remember a date, the test was over for you and you were given an F. She expected us to know everything, literally. In addition, she gave us lots of material to memorize. She was really strict on us, although she was consistent in that she asked questions only from material that we had covered previously.
One of my teachers was rude and called everyone stupid. He kept shouting at us. If you didn't know something or made a mistake, he would order you back to your seat immediately with an F. We were really scared of him. There was lots of discipline in his classes. No one dared to talk out loud or be noisy. Everyone kept their mouth shut. I had a classmate, though, who was disrespectful with him once. And with that action, he lost his chance of improving in class. After that, he never got a good grade. My biology teacher brought her family problems to school. If she was angry about something at home, she took revenge on the students and gave everybody a bad grade.